This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi. So we continue in the Daf HaShavua. Tonight's Daf is Masechet Megillah, Yud Amud Beis, and this actually begins the Sugya that's connected to Megillas Esther. So this is the real Purim part of Masechet Megillah. So let's begin. We're up to the two dots. We did the top of the Amud yesterday. And it was in the days of Achashverosh. Amar Rab Levi v'itamer Rab Yonasan. Rab Levi said, and some say Rab Yonasan, Dover zem asaras b'yadeinu me'anche knesses agdala. We have the following tradition from the men of the Great Assembly. Kamakum shenemer v'ayihi, whenever it says v'ayihi, eino yala loshen sar. It's a language of distress. For example, v'ayihi b'mei Achashverosh. It was in the days of Achashverosh. What happened? Haya Haman. Haman came to the scene. Vahibi may shvaida shoftim in Rus. Immediately, have a rav. There was famine. Vahi ki hechel ha'adam l'arayv. And when man begin to proliferate, and then you have the avera of Migdal Bavel. Vayar Hashem ki rabba ra'as ha'adam. Vahi bin asa mikedem. Excuse me, that was the dar haflaga. The dar before the mabul, excuse me. Vayhi ki hachel ha'adam l'roi v'alpei ha'adama v'ayar Hashem ki rabba ro'as ha'adam. That was the dar ha'mabul. Then vayhi b'naso mikedem. When they traveled from the east, they said, havanav nivna lanu ir. So that vayhi was the dar haflaga, when they built the migdal. Vayhi b'mei amrafel, asu mochama. The sixth example, vayhi b'yos Yeshua b'yirichai, and it was when Yeshua was in Yirichai, he was attacked by a malch, v'char b'shufa b'yadai. Vayihi Hashem is Yehoshua, and Hashem is with Yeshua. Vayimelu b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael committed treachery in the Cherem. Vayihi ish echad min haramasayim. There was a man from Ramasayim. This was Elkanah. Ki es Chana ohev. So immediately you have a sad story. He loved Chana. Vashem sagar achma. Hashem closed her womb. Number 9. Vayihi ki zakein Shmuel. Vahi David l'chol drachav maskil. David was successful in all his ways. Vashem imai. But immediately, vahi shal oyenes David. Shal I David. Vahi ki yashav hamelach b'veisai. And it was when the king dwelt in his house. David, this is number 11. And Hashem said, "Oh, rak atolos of nebayis. You don't build a base of mikdash." So these are 11 examples of where it says vayhi and bad things happened. Frak the Gemara, it's not true. Vayhi is not a lashon of tsar. Vayhi b'yom hashmini. It says it was the eighth day. It says the Gemara, v'tanya oisei hayom. That day, hoisa simcha lefnei hakadosh baruch. There was joy before God. Kiyom shenivru bo yishamayim ba'aretz. So vayhi b'yom hashmini was a happy day. It was a happy day like when God created the heaven and earth. Ksiv Hacha, it says here, Vayhi Vayim Hashmini, that it was on the eighth day. Ksiv Hasam, Vayarev, Vayivoyker. So there's a comparison between the day of the Hakamas HaMishkan and the day of the creation of the world. So that means the day that Hashem, that the Mishkan was created, was a good day. So I would have asked, okay, but what about Vayarev, Stam, why do I need Vayhi Vayim Hashmini? How about Vayarev, Vayivoyker? So I guess the pshat is, okay, you don't know anything good happened on that day. If anything, could be it wasn't good. But then all of a sudden Hashem had to put it away. So maybe, but the fact that we darshan, it was simcha, ki yom shenikra, so obviously they're both simcha. So Gemara says, no, but Hoshachiv Nadav Aviyu passed away. It says Vayhi by the building of the first base of Mikdash. Then the 480th year from when they left Mitzrayim, the first base of Mikdash was... began when Yaakov saw Rachel and he wanted to marry her. That's a happy story. There's many vayihis are good. It's very nice. You have 11 examples. Vayihi are bad. I just brought you a bunch of examples. Vayihi is good. Call vayihi. Every vayihi ikahachi vikahachi. There's this way and there's that way. Vayhi bimei, but if it says vayhi bimei, eino ela lashon tsar. That's a lashon of distress. Says the Gemara, Chamisha Vayhi Bimei Hava. There are five Vayhi Bimeis. Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh. And Haman, Vayhi Bimei Shvayt Hashayf Dimra, Vayhi Bimei Amrafel, they did a Machama, Vayhi Bimei Achaz. It was in the days of Achaz. And I believe, let's see, you have the whole pasuk there? They bring, the end of the pasuk is they went to Mochama. Vayhi Bimei Achaz. Right. So we see that it was not good by Hibimei. And by Hibimei Yehoyakim, it was in the days of Yehoyakim, and what happened there? It says Vayhibi Me Yagmen Shemachia Atamash Sidkiyo Galois Yushalayim. So there it's in reference to the Galus. So whenever it says Vayhibi Me, it's a lashon of Tsar. Vama Reb Levi, and Reb Levi said Davar Zeh Mesaris Biyadeinu Me'avaseinu. So once we brought the first tradition of Reb Levi, we're bringing another tradition. The following thing, we have a Masaira from our forefathers. Amoitz Va'amatz Ya Achim Hava. Amitz and Amatzia were brothers. Amitz and Amatzia were brothers. So the Gemara says, okay, you know, who cares? My Kamash Malan. Of what significance is that Amitz and Amatzia were brothers? It says, Gemara, Ki Hada Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Amr Rabbi Yonasan, like Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmini, send the name Rabbi Yonasan, Kal Kala Sheet Snua Beves Chamiha. Any Kala that's modest in the house of her father. Zoicha v'yoytzim imenu malachem. Excuse me, father-in-law, thank you. Kol kala shitznu v'yoytzim. Any bride that's modest in the house of her father-in-law, so now the chassan brings her into the home, but they didn't do nesu'in yet. Zoicha, or even they did do nesu'in. She's married, she's a daughter-in-law. Any daughter-in-law that's modest in the house of her father-in-law, to the point where the father-in-law does not even notice her beauty, Zoicha v'yoytzim imenu malachim unuvim. Kings and prophets will descend from her. Mi nalan, mi tamar. Where do we learn this from? Last week's parasha from Tamar, duchsiv. Vayireha Yehuda, Yehuda saw her, vayachsheveha lazayna. He thought she was a zayna, ki chisasa paneha, because she covered her face. That's why Yehuda thought she was a zayna, because she covered her face. Well, the practice of a zayna is that Zayna covers her face. Says Gemara, Mishum dechisasa paneh vayachshevel Zayna, because she covered her face, Yehuda considered her a Zayna. Ela Mishum dechitzasa paneh beveis chamia, because she would usually cover her face in her father-in-law's house, v'lai have a yadala, and he didn't recognize her, zachza v'yatsim imenu malachim. She merited that kings came out of her, unavim. Meaning the way you read the pasuk is, Yehuda saw her, and he thought she was a harlot because she was at the crossroads. Why didn't he recognize her? Because Beves Chamiya, she covered her face. So how do we know Tamar had Malachim and Aviyim? Malachim David. Malachim came from David. We know that Tamar had Peretz. So David came from Peretz. Neviim, Tamar Rav Levi, Mesaris B'Yaldeinu, Me'aveisenu. We have a tradition from our forefathers. Amitz V'Amatz, Ya Achim Hayu. Amitz and Amatz, here were brothers. Therefore what? Amatya was a Melech Yehuda. So if he's a Melech Yehuda, then he came from Tamar. And his brother was Amitz. So since Amitz was Amatya's brother, and who was Amitz? Uchsiv Chazon Yishayo ben Amitz. Yishayo was the son of Amitz. So if Amatzia came from Tamar, because Malachim came from Tamar, then his brother Amoitz came from Tamar as well, and his son Yeshaya was a Navi. So how do you know Neviyah? Maybe just one Navi? Because we have a tradition, whenever a Navi's name appears, the father was also a Navi. Okay. So once we brought that, we quoted two traditions that Rav Levi said. First, Rav Levi said, and some say in the Rav Yonasan, Davar Zeh Mesaris Biyadeinu Me'anshei Knesset HaGdola. And then that what? Vayhi Bimei is a lashon of Tsar. Then Rav Levi says, Mesaris B'yadeinu Me'aveisenu, Amitz V'amatz, Yeah, we're brothers. Amar Reb Levi, Davarzem, says, V'yadinim, Aviseinu, Makoim, Aroin, Enim, and Amida. The space of the Aroin did not take up space. The Aroin did not take up space. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned in a Braisa like this. Aroin Sha'asa Moshe, the Aroin that Moshe made, Yeshlai Eser Amos L'charuach. Moshe's Aroin had 10 Amos in every direction.
Now, then, so we have Aviseinu twice, and then we had Anshei Knesset.
Right, good. Right. So Anshei Knesset Hagdola is, we know who that is. That's a specific body of 120 Chachamim. Aviseinu maybe dates back further, but right. There must be a difference between Anshei Knesset Hagdola and Aviseinu. Okay, so this third tradition is the Makom Aroim Einu Min Amida. Tanya Nami Hachi Aroim Sha'asa Moshe, Yeshlai Eser Amos L'charuach. The Aroin that Moshe made had 10 Amos in every direction, meaning between the Aroin and the walls of the Mishkan, there was 10 Amos. So on all sides of the Aroin, there was 10 Amos between the Aroin and the Aroin. And, you know, between the walls of the Mishkan and the Aroin, there was 10 Amos. Uchsiv, and it says, V'lefnei Hadavir, the part before the partition, meaning how big was the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Eser Mama Oirach was 20 Amos long, and the end of the pasuk is Eser Mama Roichev. So we know that the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 by 20. The problem is it says that there was 10 Amos in every direction of the Arayin. That means between this side of the Arayin, between the wall of the Arayin and the wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 10 Amos, and between this side of the Arayin and the wall there's 10 Amos. So where does the Arayin fit in? If there's 10 Amos on each side and the whole Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20 Amos, so where the Aron go? Now the Turi Evan takes out the next part because it doesn't add anything. Uchsiv, Knaf HaKruv HaEchad, the wing of one Kruv Eser Amos, so Knaf HaKruv HaEchad Eser Amos. But that doesn't really add anything. Aron Gufei, Hecha HaVakai, where was the Aron standing? If the whole Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 Amos and there was 10 Amos on each side, so where did the Aron stand? Hello, Lav Shema Mina, B'nei Soya, I mean, it stood miraculously, it didn't take up any space. Now the Gemara is going to bring a number of psichos meaning openings, twelve psichos to the story of the Megillah, 12 introductions, meaning different Amoraim and Tanaim, when they would begin their lectures on Megillah Esther, they would not start with a drush on a pasuk in the Megillah, they would start with a drush on a pasuk somewhere in the Vim and Ksuvim, and use that as an introduction to be able to begin the Megillah. Which is interesting, why would they need to do that? Why can't they just start? Vayehi bimei Achashverosh, you know, we just started our Gemara with the drush on Vayehi bimei Achashverosh, so why wouldn't these Tanom and Amoraim start darshaning the Psukim? Why do they have to, why do they need a Pesach? Pesach implies you need to open it. Does that mean that implies that it was closed? So why exactly was Megillas Esther closed? It seems like, in a way, Megillas Esther is something sealed that you need an angle to be able to open it. So Gemara begins like this. Rabbi Yonasan Pasach Lapischa Lahai Parshas Mehacha. Rabbi Yonasan opened up a door to this parsha, this topic of the Megillah Mehacha from here. It says, V'kamti aleim, I will rise upon them. V'hichrati lebavel, I will cut off for Bavel. Shame, their name. Usha'er, and their relative. V'nin, and their offspring. V'necher, and posterity. No'am Hashem. Shame, what does it mean? God's going to cut off the name of Bavel Zahaksav. He's going to cut off their script. When the name of a people is the written word. She'er, what does it mean? He's going to cut off their relative. Zelosh, he's going to cut off their language. The Babylonian language. Nin, God's going to cut off their offspring. Zemalchus, their kingdom. V'neched, who's going to God going to cut off? Zuvashti. Because Vashti was the descendant of Bavel, right? Of Belshazzar. So Tosis asks, that Hashem's going to cut off the language of Bavel? They still speak Aramaic in Bavel, Frektosis. So how could the Navi say Hashem's going to cut off the Babylonian language? they still speak Aramaic. So Tosfos says it's talking about a certain royal dialect that the king spoke, that was cut off. The Maharal gives a different answer to Tosfos' kasha. Maharal says, an amazing thing, that something that only is used because it was used yesterday, so let's just continue to use it, but it has no vibrancy, it's not used today because there was a choice to use it today, it's done today because it was done yesterday, so it just continues, that's not called existing. So for example, if a person davens today because he wants to daven, he's interested in davening today, that's called tefillah. If I'm davening today, well, I davened yesterday, so I'll daven today also. That's not even called davening. So the Babylonian language is dead. Why is it dead? Because they only speak it today because they spoke it yesterday, but not because they speak it today. Okay, that's how the Maharal answers Tosfos' kasha. Vaiter. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmini, the second psicha, pasach la pischa lahai parsha sum lehacha. He opened up an opening for this parsha from here. Tachas hana'atzutz yale b'roish. In the place of the thorn rises a cypress. V'sachas hasirpad, and the place of a nettle, yale hadas, arises a myrtle. So who's the thorn? Tachas hana'atzutz. Instead of the thorn, tachas haman or rasha. Instead of haman, sha'asatzma avodazar, he made himself an avodazar, duchsev, v'chal hana'atzutzim. And among all the thorns, v'chal hanahalulim, and among all the branches, avodazara, we know Haman made himself an avodazara, and an avodazara is called a throne, a thorn. Yale b'roish will rise a cypress, zem Mordechai shenikra roish l'chal ha'besamim. This cypress is Mordechai, who's called the choicest of all besamim. Shenemar, ba'ata, and you, kach l'cha besamim, take for yourself spices, roish, the finest spices, mar derar, pure myrrh, umetargamina mari dachi. The targum of mar derar is mari dachi, which could be read Mordechai. Tachas hasirpad, in the place of the nettle, we're saying tachas vashti harasha, in the place of the wicked vashti, bas benoy son of Buchanetzar, the daughter of the son of Buchanetzar, harasha, shesara for fidas beis Hashem, who burnt down the resting place of the house of Hashem, dachsiv refidasai zahav. It says about the Beis HaMikdash, his resting place was gold. In her place, Yale Hadas, will rise a myrtle. Zu Esther HaTzadekes. This is the righteous Esther, Shenikres Hadasa. She's called a myrtle. Shenemer. Vayehi oimein es Hadasa. And he raised Hadasa. And the pasuk continues, V'hoyo Lashem Lashem. It will be for God as a name. Right? It says, Tachas, Tachas, Anatzutz, Yale Everosh. V'sachas HaSirpar, Yale Hadas. V'haya Lashem Lashem Zumikra Megillah La'aysay Laham La'yikareis Elo Yimei Purim will be for God as a name, Zumikra Megillah. So it always bothered me, we're saying it became a name, God made a name for himself. How? With the Megillah, the one book that his name doesn't appear. How did God make a name? With Megillah. Okay. For an everlasting sign that should not be cut off. These are the days of Purim. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Pasach la pischa lahai parshas meyacha. Oh, Purim will never be cut off. We have a tradition that we'll celebrate Purim even when Mashiach comes. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Pasach la pischa lahai parshas meyacha. Rabbi Shua ben Levi opened up an opening of this parsha from here. How? The pasuk says, "V'haya kasher sas Hashem aleichem," and it will be when God, just like when He rejoiced upon you, lahetiv eschem, just like in the good old days when God rejoiced to do good to you, ken yasis lahara eschem, He will rejoice to harm you. Meaning, the time will come when God will make a harsh decree, and He'll, same way He rejoiced on doing good to you, He will rejoice on, when He's able to harm you. So Gemara says, "What? Does God rejoice about the downfall of the wicked? Meaning, when He has to punish us? But the pasuk says in Devei Hayomim, "Betzeis lifnei hachalotz," when He went out before the armed warriors, and they said, "Hoydu Hashem ki toiv," thanks to Hashem for He's good. Actually, it says "Hoydu Hashem," not "ki toiv." Why is Kitav omitted? Shouldn't have said Kitav. That's the whole point here. Why in this praise is Kitav omitted? The answer is the Fisheinah Kodesh Baruch Hu Sameach B'ma Palasan Shoshayim. God does not rejoice by the downfall of the wicked. And what's the proof that one does not rejoice by the downfall of the wicked? Literally, the Egyptians and the Jews did not approach each other the whole night, but it could also be read that those who say Vikara Ze El Zevi Amar were not able to say Vikara Ze El Zevi Amar. Bikshu Malachi Asher Soim Ashira. The heavenly angels wanted to sing praise. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'aseh Yadai Tovin B'yam Atamayim Shira. My handiwork is drowning in the sea, and you want to sing Shira? Amar, so what's going on over here? How could you say God will rejoice over you the same way? How could you say God will rejoice over your punishment the same way He rejoiced to do good to you? So Amar Abelezer, who enoisas? No, God does not rejoice. He causes others to rejoice. The Dekanami of Cain Yasis says Cain Yasis, he will make others rejoice. Yasis like Siv Yasus doesn't say he will rejoice. Yasus is implies he rejoices. Yasis is causative. He makes others rejoice. Okay. Dalet, the fourth one. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Pasach La Pischa Lai Parshas Meyacha. Rav Abba Bar Kahana would open up an opening from here. Liadam shatoyv lefanav nasan chachma vadas v'simcha, for to someone who is good in the eyes of Hashem, Hashem gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. Zem Mordechai had tzaddik. This refers to the righteous Mordechai. So God gives the righteous wisdom and knowledge and happiness. For lechoytei nasan inyan, and for the sinner, God gives him an urge. Lassoif, to gather v'lichnois, and to amass. God gives the wicked an urge to collect money, 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 money. Who is this wicked person? Zehaman. And he collected money, 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 money to give to who? Lassois l'tayv l'fnei alikim. To give it before who it's good in God's eyes to give it to. Who's that? Zeh Mordechai v'Esther. Tachsiv v'atasam Esther as Mordechai abeis Haman. Esther placed Mordechai over the house of Haman. So sometimes you see a Rasha and he's gathering money. You should know God created him with this urge so that he should gather the money and someone else should get it. And then finally, the last one we're going to do tonight, the fifth one, Rabba Bar Ufran Pasach La. Taisus says, Gir says, Ufra, not Ephraim, because Ephraim's the name of a Rasha, and Rasha'im, we don't use their name. Pasach La Pischal Hai Parshas Meihacha, V'samti Kisi Be'elam. I will make my throne in Elam. V'ha'avadati Misham, and I will cause to be destroyed from there. Melech, a king. V'sarim, and officers. Melech Zu Vashti. The king here refers to Vashti. She's the one who had the royal blood. Achashverosh doesn't have royal blood. So the king here is Vashti. V'sarim, and the officers, Zehaman. This is Haman Vasar's Banav and his 10 sons. Okay, Mirz Hashem, next week we'll pick it up from Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.